The elder brother refuses to restore. Luke 15:25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants, and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. Many lessons can be learned from the prodigal, but can also be learned from the older brother. Jesus does something very amazing, and showing that he is Lord and God, and the best teacher ever. He shows us the erring brother, then shows us the elder erring brother. The elder brother is at work in the field. He has his nose to the grindstone. He is working hard. He finds a celebration going on. He becomes angry. He asks the servant what the meeting was about. What meaneth all these things? It was about the younger brother's restoration. Now then, this elder brother is much like other brothers in the church. When a man sins against God and then repents and comes back, it is very hard for some to put away his erring brother's transgressions. So then he hardens his heart, and with a watchful eye looks at everything he does, waiting for a mistake. But in this sense, he will not even entertain the notion of fellowshipping with his brother. This also reminds us of others who are saved from an evil life, and Christians that are in the church since their childhood. It is hard for them to accept all the genuine excitement that a shepherd has for one that comes to salvation. The elder brother becomes jealous of all the attention the lost sheep is receiving. We also must be careful to always foster a spirit of gratitude and care for those who stay in the church and stay faithful to God from their youth up. We ought to encourage them, but we should straightly make them to know that they are not better than others just because of it, but they are better off because God was gracious to them early in life. But this older brother is becoming bitter and will not rejoice with them that rejoice. Oh, we must be careful. I have seen this spirit before, and it leads to something the Word of God warns us about: spiritual pride, thinking that we are better than others. I've watched some that would not restore such a one. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Therefore let him that thinketh he standeth, taketh heed lest he fall. I have seen it with some, that if they are not forgiving toward their ailing brother, that it come home or come back to the fold, that they are taken in something similar. Those older brothers, it could be something completely different, but taken out they are due to pride. This elder brother thought that he had never transgressed the commands of his father, but that was only outwardly. All men have transgressed the spirit of the law of God inwardly. Here the elder brother shows his distrust of his father's hand in all things, and the shepherd's hand. He thinks his judgment is better than his father's, and that is his foolish pride. The father answers him the best way possible, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Even the angels rejoice over one that repenteth. The focus is the restoration of the lost or erring brother, and that should be the focus, not ourselves. You, elder son, will receive your inheritance. Have compassion and love for your repentant brother, and restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest he sorrow unto death. Be careful to show grace to those who fall. By doing so, you shall help to secure yourself and receive grace from God when you err in the way.